Hello. Today the Church celebrates the memorial of Our Lady of Sorrows, and our Gospel passage comes to us from Luke chapter 2, verses 33 to 35. Jesus' father and mother were amazed at what was said about him, and Simeon blessed them and said to Mary his mother, "Behold, this child is destined for the fall and rise of many in Israel, and to be a sign that will be contradicted, and you yourself a sword will pierce, so that the thoughts of many hearts may be revealed." When someone we love experiences suffering and pain in their lives, we tend to suffer right along with them. This is especially true of parents. When sons or daughters struggle physically, emotionally, or mentally, parents suffer just as much as their children. Sometimes they suffer even more. When we give our hearts to someone in love, there's always the risk that it will be broken. But all love entails some suffering. The only way to avoid that kind of suffering is to completely close off our hearts. The temptation can be to refuse to give our hearts to anyone so that it never gets broken. But to do that is to be only half alive. The only way to live fully is to love and to accept the inevitable sufferings that it brings. As she stood at the foot of the cross and watched Jesus die, Mary's heart was broken. Many years earlier, as he held the infant Jesus in his arms, Simeon had linked Jesus' suffering with that of his mother, saying to her, "And you yourself a sword will pierce." When our troubles are difficult to shoulder, we can look to Our Lady of Sorrows as our inspiration and our help.